Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands in Lifestyle Clothing Line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back and enjoy the show. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I have Simone McKenna. Hey, Simone. And obviously, we have an incredible guest with us today, and it is Amanda Curry. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Yay, we're so glad to have you here. Folks, I'm just going to follow our flow, let Amanda introduce herself, but I was just going to like mention what we're going to talk about today, but I'm too excited, guys. I had a cup of coffee and I read her bio and I'm really excited. So I'm going to shut up for a minute and let Amanda introduce herself to you guys.
Yeah. We were all coming in hot to this call. We were like, okay, we are ready. We are amped. So I'm Amanda Curry. I am a physical therapist by trade. I've been a physical therapist since 2011, which now makes me feel a little old, but either way, I'm a mom of two. I'm a wife of over 15 years. And this is more of what I wanted to share today is apart from me as a wife, me as a parent, me as a physical therapist, the incredible power of inner child healing, of somatic work that came into my life 5 years ago, and the way in which that's impacted not only me as a clinician, but me in the evolution of now becoming a coach for moms and the evolution of my ability to be present and calm and content in the life that I'm living as a mom and as a wife, and how so much of that had to do with the introduction to inner child healing and the really continued belief and playing out of what somatic work is and the incredible things that can be opened up to really anybody, but my passion as sharing it with moms, what it can be for their lives as well. So that's giving a little bit of a tidbit of what all we're going to chat about today, but I wanted to give kind of a larger scope of who I am.
I love that. I think that's quite a powerful introduction because you make it very relatable. And I know like people will be able to relate because you're a mom, you are obviously a coach, you're in a business, you're an entrepreneur, you're a wife. And these are roles that, you know, a few of us hold. And I think when we jump into these different roles, there is that inner child that we forget about, right? You know, we shove those feelings down somewhere because now life is this now, but I like to believe that it's a progression, right? So it's like, you know, it starts, you know, back then. There's moments in our lives that essentially have led us to behave a certain way, think a certain way, walk through life a certain way. And so I love that because then you are relatable in multiple facets. So like, here's a question. Okay. Like just coming in hot, you know, jumping into the questions.
Yeah, I love it.
What made you realize that it's your inner child that needed to be healed to be able to allow you to come into the roles that you hold and to do the work that allows you to be better in all the different roles that you have?
Yeah. So it's an incredible question. And in fact, in physical therapy school, I was known as like the question master. I always had the questions, always wanted to know, always curious.
Yeah.
And really like, that's what led me to inner child work is my curiosity and this little whisper that no matter what I had been through, like what I had consumed, whether it was books or podcasts or years of therapy, talking to friends, having mentors, like none of that produced the really transcendent change that I've witnessed and that I continue to witness day to day, then the power of inner child work. A lot of different people will have a lot of different things to say about healing and it, you know, what parts of you are healed or if your inner child is healed or if they were always whole. But I think more than healing of my inner child, I just needed to be witnessed by her. Is that just a presence of like, oh, wait, like you're still in there. Like there's still a version of me, a 2-year-old version, a teenage version, you know, an adolescent version. And at different times during my day, they are communicating certain needs. And so I think first and foremost, it was allowing myself to be aware of and be accepting of like all parts of me, not just me as a mom, me as someone that was career driven, me as a wife, but like me as a teenager that felt unsafe around men in certain rooms, me as the adolescent that felt like someone was going to leave because I had talked back to them, you know? And so I think that that really was first and foremost the most pivotal part of my journey. Like, I didn't find this. I really realized that it found me. And it was, I think, in large part because I just kept one foot in front of the other, heeding that whisper of like, there's got to be more. I know there's something out there. There has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love you for saying that because I think it's so easy as a mom who is struggling. And I'm going to say that we all are at some point and probably constantly will. But it's so easy to dive into what we're seeing the most of, which is, you know, like the personal development or the friendships and self-care. And as much as absolutely they're all super important, it's sometimes it can feel like it's even extra on top of my day that I have to get done. And I find myself like, okay, I'm listening to this podcast or I'm listening to this audio book and I'm doing zero reflecting. I'm literally listening while I'm doing dishes or while I'm whatever. And so I'm not present. I'm not actually doing the work. So hearing you say that, I was like, oh yeah, light bulb moment. Like,
yeah. And what's beautiful about that is that like you actually are doing something. So you are likely, even in a small amount, you are broadening your awareness, which is the first stage of healing. There being 5 stages of healing: awareness, acceptance, getting to the root, reparenting and rewiring, and then integration. And so I want to encourage moms that like any well-intentioned mom that's listening to this podcast, reading a book, talking with friends on a walk, getting traditional therapy, like you are doing something. And I think that there's this whole facade of like that by doing the work in air quotes, that all of these stressors that moms have go away. I can tell you right now that if you are paying hundreds or thousands of dollars to have this achieved, you are wasting your money. And really the passion that I have, because I was one of those people, like I just want it to go away, right? And what I teach on and coach on is that this process of discovering and embracing your inner child is about elevating the quality of your lived experience, not changing it. So like, I'm not going to like get rid of the fact that your child is having a tantrum because they don't want to put on those shoes at 8:50 when you have to be to school at 9. What this gift is for you to have the awareness and the acceptance and get to the parts and tools of your nervous system that are able to have space for that because that's what they need. And maybe that's not what you got. And so that's a big caveat that I just say first and foremost to moms that I have calls with is like, I am not here to fix all your problems. I'm here for you to gain awareness and acceptance of where you're at and to give yourself as much love as you want to give your little kids and your partner and those around you. So, yeah.
The thing that we don't talk about enough, I think, is sitting with how we feel sometimes.
Snaps to that.
Right. So when your child is, you know, behaving a certain way, or, you know, you're in traffic and, you know, the light isn't going green fast enough, or, you know, you're at the checkout counter and like the machine is not working and you're like, I got to be somewhere in like 15 minutes. So when we go through all these different moments in our lives that are challenging or not how we wanted them to be, like, it's okay to feel the way that we feel, right? But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we cannot find coping mechanisms. It doesn't mean that we can't find ways to deal with these life situations that we can control, right? Every day will look different, right? So we'll go through those situations. So like you said, you can't fix this problem because even yourself, like you, me as the person, I can't control anything. Yeah, well, not anything. Control those things that happen in life. And you as a coach, you know, that is not living those things, you're not going to be able to fix those things. But if you can learn from someone as yourself, an expert in your field on how to deal with your emotions through the chaos of life, mm-hmm. that's a much better place to be. So I love that you say that you're not there to change necessarily, but you're raising awareness, you're helping your clients raise awareness about how they feel and how they can deal with certain situations. I love that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So then with the work that you do, and from what you said, this is specific to moms. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have male clients, but my passion and my heart is for moms. Absolutely.
Okay. How do you help them increase awareness about how they feel? Because every day is different. If we mm-hmm. don't sit down and really think about it, like we do have to make the time to really do that work, right? If we want
yeah.
to improve upon it. How do you help them raise awareness about how they feel and their triggers in situations?
So good. So again, this is my answer to this question is also going to relate to what you just brought up is that. So I already mentioned that the first stage is awareness, and awareness can come in a variety of ways. This is how I show up. This is who I am. This is who I am. Ugh, that's how I'm going to be. And it also lends itself to who are you in stressful situations? And the basis of the work that I take women through these five stages goes very much along with a man named Stephen Kessler, who created a book called The Five Personality Patterns. And they are personality patterns based on stress responses. And so I will not get into that full scope here. But instead of, you know, the Enneagram or Myers-Briggs or the DISC assessment or whatever, these are giving you insights into what is your personality when you are stressed, when you are triggered, maybe when you have a traumatic event occur for you. And what's so interesting about that is based on your personality pattern, you will, again, show up in a different way. And emotions for you will be experienced in completely different ways. I am one that runs a rigid pattern when stressed. And so I am very cut off from here down. I'm very analytical, very cognitive. And so I physically at times block what I am feeling from my heart space and from my intuition, my womb space. There are other individuals that, like my husband, runs an enduring pattern. And he physically, you can ask him, what are you feeling right now? And he's like, I don't actually know. And so some moms, I find that most women toggle between high anxiety and high emotion, and I am completely numb. And there is no in between. And so part of getting to the second stage of healing acceptance is not only accepting who you are and how you show up as, but how does your somatic body have acceptance to emotion and sensation? And so if I have this like super heavy sensation in my chest when my child is not putting on their shoes and it is about to erupt forward and forth onto them, it is increasing your capacity, not just your awareness, but your capacity of like, I can be with this sensation. This is a heaviness in my chest. It's bright red. It feels like 100 pounds. And the emotion attached to it is blind rage. So like, it's not just about the, I am aware of these emotions and I'm going to bring this forth. It is for some people that initial, like, I'm actually feeling sad instead of frustrated, or I'm angry instead of disappointment. Like sometimes it is that granular, like getting more to the root of like, what are you actually feeling? Mm-hmm. But some people, and a lot of people that I find are very surprised at like, oh yeah, I'm sad all the time, or I'm anxious all the time. They have a lot of acceptance around that. But can you be in acceptance of that without shame or guilt, or it's right or it's wrong, or I should or I shouldn't feel this way? And so like your question is very complex in that it's not only about how much can I take on in feeling the sensation, like buzzing, constriction, heaviness, tightness, pinging, whatever you want to call it, but also an acceptance of like, I'm okay with this. Yeah. I am okay to feel this blind rage at my toddler right now, yeah. Not to project that onto them, right. But I'm okay to feel that. And yeah. So like that, I mean, it's just that honestly is an unpacking that can take weeks for clients. Is like, it's not just about, I want to feel more, or I want to manage my emotions more. I want to be more in control of my emotions. Can you be in more acceptance of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't make you bad, or, you know, it makes you human, right? Yeah. And no one is perfect. And so it's mm-hmm. okay to feel those things. When you were saying this, it made me also think about it. It's a second layer to accepting, right? Which I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, not an expert here for anybody listening, but just from experience of the things that I've read, it's also knowing to identify and name the feeling, the emotion at that moment, so you can figure it out. If you can't name it, you don't know what it is, how can you dissect it and figure out how you can actually do better, behave better, or whatever you're looking to do? So it made me think of the book Atlas of the Heart by Brené Brown. I don't know if you've read it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So good.
Love that book. The show was also incredible. Just having visuals is just so great. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. But again, going back to like naming your emotions, do you feel with your coaching program, when you work with your clients, do they usually have difficulties naming their emotions? How does that work? How do you help
them? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it, like you said, it's layered. So most people have, you know, mad, sad, and angry. That's really like the basis of their thing. You may find some people that are like, I'm disappointed or I'm frustrated. But what we usually work with is what's there first, because in honing in on, oh, you only have these three emotions, is only going to create and precipitate that, like, oh, I'm getting it wrong. There's more. I don't get this. I'm broken. I can't do this. And so what we do is we work with that and we allow like their innate wisdom of their body to uncover it. So when we get women to express their anger in a healthy way, to feel fully through their anger, they will then be like, oh, that's guilt actually right there. Mm. Oh, I feel guilty that I'm acting in this way and that I'm showing up for my kid in this way. And then after fully feeling through that guilt, it's, oh, there's actually shame there. Like, I was made to feel bad when I was angry as a kid. And so we don't even have to have that framework of like, oh, I'm just going to give you a list and choose from it. The most powerful work comes from when the client themselves is like, I didn't think that I had words for this. You know, it's something where I can regurgitate it to someone and they can, you know, feed themselves that way, or just letting, being the guide and letting them unfold what they already know to be true, but they haven't slowed down enough to really be present to, oh, wow, I can feel more than just sad, mad, and angry.
Yes, yes. Oof. Okay. Hear me on this. I feel like we'll connect well on this. So I see a lot of us, whether you're a mom or not, or a parent or not, we go through the motions of our daily lives, right? It's almost like, if we're like a machine, you know, and you plug back in the morning when you wake up, and then you go through the things. Okay, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I shower, I go to the gym, or, you know, get the kids ready for school, and then, you know, lunch, and then grocery shopping, and then come back home, make dinner, and then get ready for bed, and then we start all over again the next day. So it's very easy for us to suppress those feelings, right? Because we're essentially conditioned to think that this is all there is, right? There is no other extra better Aida. You know, this is who I am, and this is the way it is. And like, there's nothing wrong with like actually believing that this is the way you are. But I feel like a lot of us don't realize that we're so much more than what's on the surface, right? So folks, if you're listening, I hope you are. You got to work with my girl here. I mean, I'm already calling you my girl because you're saying all the things and I'm vibing with you and I love everything that you've said today. And I guess this is me asking you, if anybody really is vibing just as I am right now, and as Simone has been nodding the whole time, how do they get to work with you? Where do they start?
The easiest is I have so much of what I shared here on my Instagram page in like reels. I don't care if they're there for the next 20 years. It is my creative outlet, is my expression. It's how I do a lot of my teaching. And so most of the content that we've talked here has been in some form or fashion iterated on Instagram and Facebook. And so I am the somatic DPT, D as in dog, P as in Paul, T as in tree. That's our credentials for physical therapists, doctors of physical therapy. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm very active on there. I have links to all of my other information to get in touch with me other ways, but really Instagram is the biggest way to get in touch with me. And I just want to name that the reflection that you just gave is I think women just need more permission of that, mm-hmm. of that you can be okay in the mundane and doing the thing over and over and over again. But if you have that whisper, like I did, that there is something more out there, that whisper is there for a reason. And so many of us have, you're too much, you're too loud, you want too much, you need too much. And like, I am here, if that is my life's goal, it is to say that shit. Like that every woman can have whatever iteration in their life, whether it's stay at home and homeschool their kids or be an exec and come home and be able to have the things that they want in their life on a personal level. Like, women get to have it all. And I think that that is a dialogue that has been lost. And I would like to reclaim it. We get to have it all. So keep heeding the whispers, ladies, like keep heeding them.
I am like being like a slow clapping here. I want to clap louder.
Stand up, right?
Standing ovation. I couldn't have said that any better. So I think that's such a beautiful way to wrap up our episode. What I'll offer you is if there is any time that you want to come back on the show to talk more about whether that be new programs that you have going on, or you just really want to chat with us because we're so cool.
Yeah, I love it. The vibe here is I love it. All of it. We got to talk about mom rage and breath work. We have so many things, all the things.
No, let's schedule that right now.
Let's schedule it right now. Let's do it. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for being on the show, Amanda. And we absolutely hope to talk to you very soon. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms. While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.